will get those presentations to you. The first matter that we need to take up in the continuation of our work this morning is the replacement, or the nomination of the replacement, for Lillian Miller. Lillian, as most of us know, served this assembly in Alcoholics Anonymous in this state not only faithfully and well, but with love and with dedication and with the kind of effort that I haven't seen matched anywhere. Lillian is going to be asked to come to this podium at the end of our 1 o'clock meeting, which is our statewide business meeting, to extend to you and to us her feelings at this moment for her work in Alcoholics Anonymous. The state, Georgia State Service Manual provides that in this case, and I'm so grateful to have this service manual because it makes clear the experience, strength, and hope of this assembly since 1966 and been in a printed form for the past 6 years. It makes it clear that the state treasurer can temporarily take up the duties, but that we need to put in nomination someone to become state secretary, and that election will be held in September, probably late in the morning Sunday, so that we can handle the delegate selection in the afternoon. I want to share with you from the manual, our manual, and our manual is 95% of it is taken from the so-called Blue Manual, but known really as the AA Service Manual. But we, on a local autonomy basis, have certain experiences in our state assembly, which is the model for most of the state assemblies in the country, that clearly define and give the experience so that this great assembly, of which we're all a part of this morning, can continue to be in shape, to carry the message, and do the job that it is supposed to do. Qualifications for our state secretary are 5 years of sobriety, some service in group, central office, or general services, some background in general office work, ability to type, have a typist available, ability to take minutes of meetings and get the facts out briefly, be responsible for mailing lists, be responsible for getting out our bulletins, acting as a liaison between the offices, committee members, and GSIs, and through all of this, to work closely and in good harmony with our state office. We already have a very competent and very effective and efficient and loving state office manager, and I want to, before I get any further into this, to ask Pat to stand up and take our appreciation for the good and hard work she does. Is she in the hall?
Yes, sir. I'm in.
Pat?
Yeah.
We shared with the committee members that these nominations would be open, and I now declare the nominations open for state secretary, an election for 1 year to be held in September. Do I have any nominations? Yep.
My name is Frank Rice, and I'm a truly grateful recovering alcoholic. And I do have a nomination for our state secretary, and the lady that I'd like to nominate is someone that's very dear and special in my life, in my heart, and I want an awful lot. She was a lady that answered the phone at the central office in 1971 when this drunk called you people. And she's here with us this afternoon, and it's Aileen M., nominated for next secretary of the state of Georgia.
Thank you, Frank. Aileen, would you stand? If here's Aileen. Do I have a second for that nomination? Yes, sir. Thank you, Bob. Nothing like a third. Come on up.
I'm Ed Rivers, and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Ed.
Hey, everyone, and I would like to second this nomination also.
Thank you. Are there any other nominations? All right, the pretty popular, the election will be held again in September and on Sunday morning, and I thank you all for that. The second item that we need to take up this late morning part of the meeting is the indications by the committee members and the alternate delegate as to their willingness and availability to stand for state delegate in September. This is not final. Somebody might stand or indicate they were willing to stand today and might change their mind. Somebody who did not indicate availability today could also stand in September. I want first to, again using the state manual, to give the qualifications first. I want to give the duties of the delegate: to cooperate with the chairman in preparing the agenda for the assembly, to attend district meetings where possible and listen, become thoroughly familiar with assembly topics, get to know your area's people, prepare reports, try to make it interesting and informative in the view of Alcoholics Anonymous in action, deliver the conference report at planned meetings, provide leadership, particularly and especially in training, participate in training activities whenever possible, prepare a good service talk, not just a factual report, work through the districts, the zones, and the district and zone committees, be cooperative, cheerful, and available. That's a suggestion. In our manual, it provides that anyone who stands for delegate will also, is saying they will stand for alternate delegate. And so that is very important to understand. We didn't have good experience with some folks trying to run for maybe alternate delegate. The name of the game is to make a commitment and to be willing to serve. The duties of the alternate delegate, which is involved in this whole matter. The alternate delegate is asked to attend all assembly meetings, become familiar with assembly topics, learn the thinking of your state, be prepared to replace the delegate at any time, travel with the delegate on his reports where possible, visit district meetings, try to arrange for the delegate to receive report, provide leadership and assist the delegate, Participate in training activities wherever possible. Work with the district and district committees. Be available at all times. I also want to share with you from the State Service Manual, again, the state officer's qualifications, and in this case, the delegate and the alternate delegate. The delegate qualifications, as we see it in Georgia, as you see it, the Assembly of Georgia, at least 5 years of continuous sobriety within the state of Georgia. Sound understanding and appreciation of the steps, the traditions, and the concepts. Should be able to organize and to lead, yet act like a servant rather than a president. That's a tough job sometimes. Have an intense desire to see AA thrive and prosper, and in so doing, live in such a way that his example or her example may influence many people. Having served a minimum of 1 year as a GSR, actively engaged in group, district, and state affairs. Currently in office since January 1 of election year, meaning this year, as a district committee member or alternate delegate, actively engaged in group, district, and state affairs. Be employed in such a manner that he will have adequate time to attend committee, group, district, and assembly meetings and the General Service Conference. Be at least partially financed so that they can be financially equipped to carry out the duties of his office. And I don't like that, and I don't think anybody who's ever served in service likes it too much. But the facts of the matter are that the delegate usually, the delegates that I know, my own self, as well as many of them who have served as your past delegate and your present delegate, it has cost at least two times as much as the money that we have been given by the state office in order to serve this job. And I don't know anybody who begrudges that. It's been a privilege. After all, I had nothing when I came to Alcoholics Anonymous, and everything I have is due to the miracle of this program working in my life and you people. But again, it goes right back to what the delegate said. We are really not self-supporting. We do have a way to go in this area. And finally, and this is the real bottom line, like the 12 steps about living in all our affairs, be well prepared to place principles before personalities. And if anybody can be involved and can qualify in all those items, 100%, I want to meet them. But we just try in this fellowship. We have our guides and our principles, so we do the best we can. I thought it was important that these ladies and gentlemen who may be indicating their willingness to stand for delegate or alternate delegate should know again this morning not only the duties but the qualifications. I'm going now to call the roll, up-to-date roll, of the district committeemen, members, and the alternate delegate. And I would like each person, if they are willing to stand, to give indications that they are going to stand in September, to stand up and to say, I stand, or to stand up and say, I do not stand. Because we do want to get these names in the assembly so that everybody in Georgia can know, and everybody in this assembly can know. I will proceed now with the alternate delegate, Frank Rice. Thank you, Frank. District 1, Zone A, Earl Faircloth.
District Committee Member, District 1, Zone A, and due to the nature of my job, that I would not be available to stand at this time. Thank you.
Frank, you want to go up there? The alternate delegate did stand, but why don't you go ahead and do that, too? Maybe somebody didn't hear him.
My name is Frank Rice, and I'm a truly grateful recovering alcoholic, and I'll stand.
Okay, Frank, thank you. District 1, Zone B, Patsy Teal.
Patsy Teal, Zone B, 1B, excuse me, got all confused. I do not stand.
Thank you. District 2, Raymond Young.
I'm Bill Miller, and I am an alcoholic.
Hi, Bill.
District Committee Member Raymond Young had to return home, but I'm speaking for him. He will stand.
Thank you. District 3, Zone A, Glenn Jacobs.
I'm Glenn Jacobs, District Committee Member Zone A, alcoholic, not available. I will not stay.
Thank you, Glenn. District 3, Zone B, Lisa Kent.
I'm Lisa Kent. I'm a committee member for District 3, Zone B. I guess I'll stand. What the heck?
Thank you, Lisa. District 3, Zone C, Julius Livingston.
I am Julius Livingston. Grateful alcoholic of Zone C, District 3. No, I will not stand.
Thank you, Julius. District 4, Herb Cody.
I'm Herb Cody, District 4. I decline.
Thank you, Herb. District 5, Don Miller.
My name is Don Miller. I'm a recovering alcoholic.
Hi, Don.
District member of District 5, due to the nature of my job, I will not stand. Thank you.
Thank you, Don. District 6, James Hart.
I am Maynard Yellow Horse, alternate district committee member of District 6. Jim Hart will not stand.
Thank you, Maynard. District 7, Zone A, Willie Pritchett.
I'm Willie Pritchett, Zone 7A, I will not stand.
Thank you, Willie. District 7, Zone B, Raymond Sarge McKee.
I'm Raymond Sarge McKee, District Committee Member Zone B, 7B, I decline.
Thank you, Sarge. District 8, Fred Wright.
I'm Fred Wright, I'm an alcoholic, Committee Member of District 8, I decline.
Thank you, Fred. District 9, Jerome Waller.
I'm Jerome Waller, alcoholic in District 9. I stand.
Thank you, Jerome. District 10, Levis Hanley.
Levis Hanley, a grateful recovering alcoholic. I will not stand.
Thank you, Levis. District 11, Frank Peavy. Is the alternate from District 11 here, the alternate committee member? Okay. Is there anybody here from District 11? Okay. District 12, John Bush.
I'm John Bush. I'm definitely an alcoholic, but not prepared to serve as your state delegate.
Thank you, John. You don't know what you're missing, John. Metro District A, Walt Cochran.
I'm a grateful recovering alcoholic, Walt Cochran. I will not stand.
Thank you, Walter. Metro District B, Bobby Stanfield.
My name's Bobby, DCM, Zone B. No.
Metro District Zone C, Don Anderson.
I'm Don Anderson, DCM, Metro C. I will not stand.
Thank you, Don. Metro District Zone D, Odell Clements.
I'm Odell Clements.
Zone D, I will stand.
Thank you, Odell. Metro District Zone E, James Rivers.
I am James Rivers, DCM for Zone D, and I will stand.
Thank you, James. Metro District Zone F, Art Simpson.
I'm Art Simpson, grateful recovering alcoholic, and I will not stand.
Thank you, Art. District 14, Sonny White.
I'm Sonny White, DCM for the 14th District, and a happy recovering alcoholic. I will not stand.
Thank you, Sonny. District 15, Marie Brock.
Brock from the 15th District, I do not stand.
Thank you, Marie. District 16, Zone A, Jay Tilley.
I'm Jay Tilley, and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Jay.
District 16A, I do not stand.
District 16, Zone B, Carl Monk.
Carl Monk, 16B, will not stand.
Thank you, Carl. District 16, Zone C, J.W. Henderson.
I'm Henry Toops, a GSR and an alcoholic in 16C, and J.W.H. Could not be here, and he will not stand.
Thank you. To recap what's just happened so that anybody who wants to make a note, we will have it in the message the next time. These are the folks who are indicating their willingness to stand for delegate and or alternate delegate, depending on how the election goes. From District 2, Raymond Young. Raymond's not here. District 3, Zone B, Lisa Kent. District 9, Jerome Waller. Metro Zone D, Odell Clements. Metro District E, James Rivers. And the alternate delegate, Frank Rice. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There will be another such statement made just prior to the beginning of the election in September. And all of us thank all of you for your willingness to look into your own hearts and come up with the answer that you came up with. At this point, we want to share a few minutes on the Georgia AA Service Manual. This manual came out of the experience since this assembly was formed in May of 1966. It was put to writing about 6 years ago when Alan Royston, who I believe is in the hall, now a past delegate, presented it to the assembly. It was voted upon. It was passed easily. And it was passed out. At that time, every group in Georgia was given a copy. And with the idea being that the GSRs, as they became, they were succeeded by other GSRs, that they would pass it on. You know how communication is in Alcoholics Anonymous. This is a program of repetition. And I don't think we repeated it very often, because it's very difficult up until this morning to find very many copies of the Georgia AA service manual. And yet this assembly is guided by the principles primarily in this Georgia AA service manual. The problems that come up, the questions that come up regarding our service structure of this great assembly is pretty near all included in our Georgia AA service manual. The decisions that you allow your trusted servants to make basically come out of this manual. And yet there is a way to change this manual, to change the guidelines, to add, delete to this manual in the true AA way. It takes three assemblies at least, because this manual has come out of the experience of Alcoholics Anonymous in our state. But before I would ever want to change anything, I would need to know what I was changing. And here this morning, practically all of the GSRs, not all, but practically all of you, do have a copy of this manual. And you saw me work from this manual in the matter of who was going to stand for delegate, the duties, the responsibilities, the qualifications. You saw me work from this manual when we asked for a nomination for state secretary, after we checked out in the manual the duties and the qualifications. In addition, in this manual, the state convention is carefully outlined as to how we do it. The Southeastern Conference, coming up next year, is carefully outlined as to how we participate. The election of a delegate and an alternate delegate is done differently in Georgia than it is in many states, because in the final analysis, you will elect the delegate based on a majority if it goes that far and with that many ballots to four ballots. The basic information on service is in our AA service manual, the so-called Blue Manual. But Alcoholics Anonymous strength comes from the groups. It comes from the group conscience. It comes from an informed group conscience. And this manual has been very, very helpful to me in trying to discharge my opportunity in service. And therefore, I can commend it to you. I think that what I would ask the GSRs and the committee men of Georgia to do this morning is to take this manual, to go over it carefully, to understand what it says and what it does for our great assembly. It provides a way for us to go on a flexible way based upon principles. I would hope, and I'm sending a message to the delegate you have not elected yet, but I would hope that the next delegate would have a workshop or two during his term on this manual so that all of us could really understand how this manual can help us in our jobs as trusted servants of Alcoholics Anonymous. There is no question that has come up in my time in service to you that I have not been able to get help from this manual. This manual, this state office, this assembly, as we've heard from our state delegate, and I heard when I went to New York as your state delegate, is a model for the country. Some of our people, one of them in this room this morning, Virgil Warren, who actually did most of the writing, has been asked by several neighboring states to help them in the formation and the improvement of their assembly. So I ask you, as a fellow trusted servant, to spend some time and understand clearly what is in this manual. And then if the time comes that the group conscience of Georgia wants to change something in the guidelines of this manual, it will be an informed group conscience. And AA, as John said, is changing. The face of Alcoholics Anonymous is changing. The challenges that we have are multiplying. And it's good, as a trusted servant, from my own personal perspective, to have this manual, to know what's in it, to know what the experience has been, and to be able to make my recommendations to my fellow state officers or to the GSIs and the committeemen of Georgia. This manual provides for much. And I would hope, and I got a feeling it'll happen. This is a program, in my opinion, of repetition. I think there's a lot of repetition in service. But I need to know what is in my manual so that I know how to go. This manual, as I say, can be changed. It can be changed if the group conscience of Georgia wants it changed. And if that group conscience is steady, consistent, and after due deliberation, remains strong in changing something, that's the way AA service works. But again, I repeat, I need to be part of an informed group conscience. One of the other matters that the Georgia State Service Manual provides for, and by the way, the final draft of the reprint of the manual will be available in the next 60 days. And any of you GSIs who did not get one will be able, please share at this point. There is enough out there to share. But the state office will have your first free state manual. And then after that, whatever the cost of that manual is, we will be the state office will be charging that cost, whether it's $1.50 or $1.75 or what, $2, whatever the cost, on a cost basis. Another one of the matters that the state's manual, the AA state, Georgia state manual, deals with is the location of our assembly. Now, in a moment, I am going to read a letter from your delegate that went to every district committee member in Georgia some time ago, since the last assembly. And in retrospect, your committee heard you, your state committee, on the situation at the hotel last January. And we were given two things to do. Number one, to try and do a better, make a better arrangement with the Hilton. And failing that, we were to look at some other possibilities. We made a better arrangement, and I'll read that out to you. Considerably better. We have made no provisions for our assembly location in September, when we'll have our state, our regional trustee, and we'll have our delegate selection. But I already have been notified by the Hilton's manager, who can make the decision, and that they want us to come back again, and they're ready to talk over terms. The terms were far better for this assembly than heretofore. $8 million is being spent in this hotel, and you can see they got a couple of million more to go. I trust by the end of the summer, they tell me that it will be completely done. You know, when I work with a new drunk, I don't expect him to get 100% sober overnight. I think the Macon Hilton is getting a little sober. I think we're getting a little better. And we're prepared to work hard to keep that process going on. Now let me give you the letter that John wrote the committee members, the things that we did, and the improvement in the deal that we made. In the March and April message, I said that the situation at the Hilton Hotel had deteriorated to the extent that something had to be done. The assembly asked the office committee to give this first priority. I promised to give the district committee members a report of our efforts. Due to the restoration work being done at the Hilton, we expected inconvenience even under the best of circumstances. But we also expected the full cooperation of the hotel, and this we did not have. In a letter dated, the following conditions were given. Number one, this was the conditions before. $1,000 meeting room rental or guarantee of 200 breakfast tickets sold at $682. Coffee prices to remain at 10 plus. This actually came to about $12 a gallon. No mention was made of stabilizing room rates, etc. Your committee explored the possibility of alternate sites for the assembly, bearing in mind the statement on page 11 of the Georgia Service Manual under the heading Assembly Format, that these meetings should be held in a central location to minimize the amount of travel. And also on page 10 of our manual, of our Georgia State Service Manual, under the heading, the Changing the Guidelines in the Georgia Service Manual, which requires 3 assembly meetings. An excellent bid was made by the Downtowner Hotel, Motel in Albany. However, this location would necessitate longer travel for those in North Georgia and would also require a change in the service manual. Remember, the service manual can be changed by the Group Conscience of Georgia, but only after due deliberation back to the groups and back in here for 3 assemblies. Rotating the assembly was also considered, but this would require a change in the manual and might pose other problems that could outweigh the advantages. And one of those problems is something that I know about personally. John, Frankie, and myself on several occasions, between us all, have visited neighboring southern states' assembly meetings, speakers, or running workshops. And I know of one in my own experience of a neighboring state where there were, for an election of a delegate, there were 28 districts, and there were only 12 district committee members there for the election of their state delegate. What happens generally in our experience in AA is we move meetings around. We lose a lot of people. We have been conscious of this for several years. And our answer has been to have many workshops. We started 3 or 4 years ago, and John has not only continued it, but increased it and improved it. And I think, to the best of my knowledge, there'll be 5 or 6 this year, including the ones we've had, to bring our assembly out to the folks all over the state in their own location. And, of course, one of the proofs, again, is the fact that there must be 24 or 25 of our district committee members here out of the 28. And I doubt if that would be matched anywhere that I know of in Alcoholics Anonymous. So rotating an assembly has all kinds of problems that have to do with our unity. Nevertheless, there is no question in my mind or in the minds of your state committee that this hotel is just starting to get better. And we will meet with them again, hopefully in about 10 days, to do some more, have some more improvements for the fall. Rotating the assembly would require a change in the manual and might pose other problems that I've just covered that might outweigh the advantages. The possibility of going to Columbus or Pine Mountain, both of them in central Georgia, was considered. At this point, Columbus does not have adequate facilities. I think that'll be changing in the next year or so, or maybe even getting ready now. And Pine Mountain would be ideal, but they require 2 nights' stay in order to take our assembly. John and I both think, you know, unofficially, I know I can talk with him about him and his feeling on it because we've talked about it. We really think that we need to, at some point down the road and not too far down, to consider having a 2-night assembly. As the tremendous rush of our people come into Alcoholics Anonymous and this assembly continues to get bigger and I think better, it may be makes sense to have 2 nights, and then Pine Mountain could run right in to the possibilities of having our assembly. We were left, your committee, with the hard decision to try and work out an acceptable contract with the Hilton Hotel. The chairperson called the Hilton franchise manager in Atlanta and made an appointment to meet with Jeff Fudge, the general manager of this hotel, who has the authority to make decisions. We met with Mr. Fudge on February the 9th, shortly after our last assembly, and the following was agreed upon. One, that room rates would be 35 single, 43 double, plus tax. $8 for any additional person. One complimentary room for each 50 rooms. 125 gallons of coffee at $9, including tax, instead of $12. It was nice. We were paying $9 at this assembly. No charge for the meeting room whatsoever. That charge of $1,000 was completely deleted, and that's not even an acceptable item for us to, in my opinion, ever talk to them about. And the manager knows that. Coffee for Al-Anons at the same price, $9 including taxes. No mandatory breakfast. And I think we saw the cash breakfast bar out there today. Mr. Fudge also guaranteed courteous treatment from all hotel staff members. And he showed us a sincere desire to be of service. Let us realize, some of you, many of you have had experience in dealing with hotels and from an AA. New broom coming into the Macon Hilton. The Metropolitan Life Insurance Company has spent and invested $8 million of fresh money. As I say, I look out there and I see there's a couple of million of that eight hasn't been spent yet. But I expect that when we get here again, it'll be spent too. They have brought in a management team for 3 years on a contract basis who are professionals. What professional hotel operators do is to take as good care as possible of their customers. Again, with a little bit of tolerance and understanding, I think that maybe the hotel at this point has got to the third or fourth step. And they got a few more to go. And John and Paul and myself will continue to act as good sponsors, the Macon Hilton, and I think we'll see further progress as we go ahead. Our decision at the Hilton was on a trial basis. Trial basis is going on right now. If the hotel comes through and starts to do better, and we really believe that they will, and we think that they have to some degree, this will solve that problem. All of us, and John closes by saying that he wants to personally thank each one of you for your help and understanding with this difficult problem. I'm very grateful that the Hilton has responded I expect them to continue to respond. We will not leave it to chance. And I would hope that the three or four people would be checking us in who are professionals. I would hope we wouldn't find even one room without a bed in it, Joe. We would expect that the elevators, which obviously are new and are air conditioned, would continue to run smoothly. We would expect that the air conditioning, which is new in every room, would continue to work well. And we are hopeful, and I'm confident one day at a time, that we will continue to be able to educate Jeff Fudge, because he wants to be educated. He wants our business, and we're going to continue to show him ways in which he can make us happier. We will give you another report on this in September. And I appreciate your understanding of a very difficult, a challenging, but a worthwhile effort that we're all making together for the good of Alcoholics Anonymous in our assembly. I want to announce that there is a table out there for the National Women's Conference, which will be held in Atlanta next February. Grace, are you here? She's out at the table, I guess. And one of the things that she's going to give out these flyers is to get your group conscience as to whether or not you want to have an early bird meeting. I think our chairman of our state convention this year, is here, and he's got a table set up, and let's support that. Huh? Yeah. It's our convention. It's part of the state service structure. Finally, we're going to have our meeting this afternoon at 1 o'clock. Lillian was going to share her experience, strength, and her hope and her feelings. Near the end of it, I would hope that we could do the afternoon meeting between 1 and 2 p.m. I would appreciate everybody being here on time, and I tell you this, I love you. Let's stand and say the Lord's Prayer, please. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the